Lesson 18. The American Indian Dance Theater. Hanae Jayogama was a devotee of Native American dance. A member of the Kiowa Delaware tribe of Oklahoma, with a professional interest in theater, he believed that the dances of the American Indians, an essential part of their lives, could and should be introduced to a wider audience. He broached the idea of forming a Native American dance company to Barbara Shway, a New York concert producer. She agreed with Jayogama, and the two began traveling to competitions held at tribal gatherings throughout the western United States in order to recruit dancers. There was some doubt at first about whether the idea was tenable. Many of the dancers they approached were diffident about becoming entertainers and performing in public. In addition, many of the dances they performed had been passed down from generation to generation and were sacred to the tribe. They could not be performed without the permission of the tribal elders. Jayogama and Shway managed to surmount these problems, and they offered reassurance that the integrity of the dances would be respected. In the spring of 1987, they assembled a group of dancers in Colorado and launched the American Indian Dance Theater. The company was made up of 24 dancers from 20 different tribes from across the United States and Canada. The dancers varied greatly in the ways they moved, yet they performed each other's dances and sang each other's songs. The dances ranged from those of the Kwakwaka'wakw peoples of the northwest coast of British Columbia to competitions between men in ornate feathered costumes or women in elegant shawls. Within 2 years, the company had won plaudits from the critics and was being enthusiastically received throughout the country. The performers accepted their rise to fame with aplomb. The company went on to tour Europe, the Middle East, North Africa, South America, and Australia. Those fortunate enough to see a performance of the American Indian Dance Theater experience an extravaganza of color, often whirling motion, and tribal music. In full regalia, the dancers are resplendent in colorful masks and costumes decorated with beads, feathers, fringes, and ornaments of precious metals. Company members and their families make all the elaborate masks, jewelry, and costumes themselves. Some of the materials the dancers wear have special meaning. Angora goat hair, for example, used in leggings, represents sure-footedness, while eagle feathers stand for power and bravery. The eagle, believed to be a messenger between the spirit realm and humankind, is sacred to all tribes and is featured in many of the dances. There is a stately eagle dance performed by Zunis of New Mexico, and another danced by Plains Indians that acts out the bird's life cycle to the accompaniment of the plaintive music of a wooden flute. The Apache crown dance comes from another ancient tribal ceremony, in which performers brandish symbolic wands that heal the sick, while a clown dances among them all, offering comic relief. Jayogama and Shway have departed from tradition in one important respect. Women played a subordinate role in Native American dance, but not in the American Indian Dance Theater. Female dancers play a prominent part in the company and are featured in the colorful butterfly, fancy shawl, and other dances. The role of women has changed, Jayogama, the artistic director, explains, and it's necessary for us to reflect the change in the flow of life. What has not changed is the company's strict adherence to the form and the significance of traditional Native American dances.